John Boy.
Lessons from the screen, what we mean is we go through different documentaries to tell you what they gon' do. Give you our lessons, give them our blessings. If they trash, we tell you there is no second guessing. Knowledge is power, but time is precious. And we're here to keep you from them lessons. So sit back as we groove, giving you the review, so you only spend time on the docs that you need to.
Welcome to another episode of Lessons from the Screen, the show where we give you a review of whether or not a show, a document, a documentary, anything you can get through any particular screen of any kind is worth your time. We waste our time, our energy, and our brain power so that you don't have to. And as always, you are welcome. Lessons from the Screen is brought to you by PaxSync through the Freedom Train Network. You can find us at www.freedomtrainradio.com. On Stitcher, iTunes, Google Play Music, and more than likely any other place that you choose to get your podcast. Be sure to head to all those places and give us a review, and then be sure to head to www.paxsync.org. That's PACTSINC.ORG to show some love and support for our sponsors. PaxSync is a Black activist and advocacy organization focused on developing the Black community through a shift in culture, education, and economics. And as always, Lessons from the Screen has a frame of reference and perspective that is aligned with that of the Black community. So the things that we look at will be looked at with the racial component involved and with some lessons that can be used to improve the community should you choose to do so. During this episode of Lessons from the Screen, we will be looking particularly at the Deadspin video showing several news anchors reading a part of a script and talking about its reception and what it really means. We will also be going briefly over various other news topics flying around social media and the need for us to fact check everything regardless of the source. In this episode of Lessons from the Screen, we will be talking about propagating spin. The growth of social media has created a world connected in ways that shape our perceptions of our environment. They create undeserved or artificial feelings of various emotions and create credibility or trust where it shouldn't exist. According to a Pew Research study, over 60% of people get some news through social media, and for non-white people, that number is above 70% and climbing rapidly. Facebook, which is also the owner of Instagram, is still very much king of the roost in the social media market, with more than 200 million monthly users in the U.S. and over 1.5 billion users globally. A lot of these stories are credited as true because they come to us from people we trust and in an environment we trust, which allows the most off-base stories to leech credibility and become legitimate. Even when the story is legitimate, the spin oftentimes on it is contextually false, which leads to an improper understanding of the story itself. This brings me to the major illustration of this point currently going on, which is the Deadspin video that went viral across social media and sent the United States of America into an uproar. We've all seen it or heard it, various news anchors from all over the nation reading an obvious script with the caption, in a lot of cases being, "Network forces anchors to read off a pro-Trump script during news segments." The problem with this is that the script itself is not pro-Trump. It's actually pro-independent, fair, and balanced news. And rather than argue this point, I'm just going to read the entire 60-second script, including the bits not in the video collage produced by Deadspin. And think about that for a moment. Deadspin. Yes. Now, onto the script. Hi, I'm person A, and I'm person B. Our greatest responsibility is to serve our, whatever their broadcast range communities are. We are extremely proud of the quality, balanced journalism that, whatever their network is, news produces. But we are concerned about the troubling trend of irresponsible, one-sided news stories plaguing our country. The sharing of bias and false news has become all too common on social media. More alarming, some media outlets publish these same fake stories, stories that just aren't true, without checking facts first. Unfortunately, some members of the media use their platforms to push their own personal bias and agenda to control exactly what people think. This is extremely dangerous to a democracy. At insert network symbols, it's our responsibility to pursue and report the truth. We understand truth is neither politically left nor right. Our commitment to factual reporting is the foundation of our credibility, now more than ever. But we are human, and sometimes our reporting might fall short. If you believe our coverage is unfair, please reach out to us by going to network website and clicking on content concerns. We value your comments. We will respond back to you. We work very hard to seek the truth and strive to be fair, balanced, and factual. We consider it our honor, our privilege to responsibly deliver the news every day. Thank you for watching, and we appreciate your feedback. Now tell me what's wrong with that message. Again, I'm not defending Sinclair. I understand and agree with the danger of one corporation owning over 150 news stations and growing. I understand that they are pro-right or conservative corporation. I understand that that also means that they are pro-Trump. I understand that the contracts that their staff signed may seem unfair. I understand that them forcing their anchors across their network to make statements on air is troubling. But this is a promo piece, and it's actually a message that we've all said before and that I believe most of us actually agree with in terms of making the statement about supporting balanced news, even if we don't agree with or care for the company that created the statement. And see, let's not pretend that stories don't get spun artificially. This Deadspin video is a perfect example of that. They took half of a promo, spliced it in a way with the caption that makes it appear menacing. We have all been tricked at least once in the past few years, at least once in the past few months, probably, by satire news articles and people talking about studies that have never really happened. And these are usually identified by the fact that they don't link to the study itself. So let's not pretend also that copycat news isn't a thing. Many alleged news sites are nothing more than copycats that scroll other news sites in order to populate theirs with content. A good chunk of these news sites don't create any genuine stories, nor do they employ or utilize any real journalists or reporters. And when the source is wrong, either contextually or factually, then all the copycat sites are wrong as well. And many of these sites don't even offer retractions or corrections, leaving bad stories out to be consumed by future readers, even after knowing that the story isn't accurate. And of course, there is the slant, the bias presented not only in independent, clearly leaning news organizations, but also in what we have come to see as more credible and established news organizations. This bias wiggles its way into video, print and digital news outlets and has become so intertwined with news that it's becoming that people are beginning, shall we say, to argue that the news should not be objective and free of bias, with some going so far as to say that it literally can't be objective and free of bias. We live in a world where the narrative or the story around the facts is at times more important than the facts themselves, and social media has become a conduit for that, with some of the most intelligent people I've ever met getting caught up and repeating an article that isn't true because it came through a channel that they trusted. This spin propagates more spin, and attunes our minds towards receiving that spin while rejecting all others. This creates the widening divide that goes far beyond news and political leanings and into relationships, behavior, gender roles, child rearing, and so on and so forth. Various reports have shown fake or satire pieces get more activity than genuine, real, accurate news stories. And we have all seen various stories of people responding to fake stories, such as the man who opened fire in a DC pizzeria under the belief that Hillary Clinton ran a child sex ring out of that restaurant. We all know that history is manipulated and changed, but very few of us seem to realize and take active measures to ensure that our present is not being manipulated by false or artificial stories. Various reports have also shown that Americans can't tell the difference between fake news and real news. And even when they know a story is fake, they still tend to believe certain components of the story. And I don't have time in this show to get into how troubling that is or why that is, but it is sad that it is what it is. And in our headline-only society, most people simply don't read entire articles or watch entire videos, something that various studies have also shown. We also don't research the things we do consume for validity. Now, I am not, and once again, I am not saying that Sinclair News, that the Sinclair Corporation is a good corporation. I'm not saying they're a corporation that should be trusted. And again, as I said earlier, I understand the legitimacy of a lot of the concerns. But what I'm seeing in terms of looking at the reception that this article, this video has gotten, even looking at the original Deadspin article and how it has been presented contextually, is that this is a pro-Trump piece. And all of these reporters are being forced to be pro-Trump. They aren't talking about the terrorism news alert desk or whatever thing they got on there. They also aren't talking about the commentary portion that Sinclair mandates that all of its networks run, these portions, which are obviously very conservative leaning. But they're not focusing on that. They're focusing on this promo. And people are getting caught up because the video did not even show the entire promo. So people are getting caught up in the captions, in the headlines, and in this brief section of a promo. And a lot of people are being misled into believing that this is actually a news segment and not a promo itself. And I can understand how that can happen. But when you actually look at the entire clip, it is very much clearly a promo. And this is where we fall back into me talking about a lot of the other things, about us not doing the necessary research, about us not doing taking the necessary steps to verify various things that we consume. I consume everything from both sides. I don't internalize it because I believe we all possess the intelligence to entertain an idea without accepting that idea as truth or fact. So I consume ideas from the far, far right to the far, far left. I don't accept all of them. And I'll admit my bias towards leaning to the left. I do tend to lean Democratic. I do tend to lean liberal. But I'm very much an independent, and I do very much consume far right, alt-left, conservative things as well. Because, you know, I'm black. They don't like me. They're trying to do stuff to hurt me and get rid of me. I need to know exactly what they're saying from their mouth. I don't need to hear it from somebody that's going to put their own personal slant on it. And that's what I get back to. We need to get down to the fact, get down to the business of making sure that what we consume is accurate, no matter what it comes from. We should not allow ourselves to be lured into a false sense of trust because somebody we trust through social media has shared something. Satire is real. It really is. Satire has really become real news for a lot of people. And it was never meant to be that way. So we have got to get away from not just how we consume news, because I really don't have a problem with people that use social media to as their primary news outlet. I used to be in that boat, and I still get chunks of news from social media. What I'm saying is we have got to start checking things before we share them. As a people, history teaches us that information has historically been used against us. Context and manipulation are tools of control. Most of the black people that were lynched were believed to be criminals. Most of the black healthcare issues are attributed to diet and lifestyle without even looking into systemic racism present in the healthcare system or a lack of studies into black people's responses to various stimuli. And the reason I say that is not to say that diet and lifestyle don't play a part in a lot of our health issues, but it is to say that without looking at the other side of the coin, we completely miss the fact that black people are more likely to be misdiagnosed, more likely to be given weaker drugs for fear that we'll abuse them or that we don't need them. This idea that black people don't feel pain is still persistent. This idea that black people are overly dramatic, so maybe they are pretending to be experiencing various things that they don't feel. This cultural misunderstanding that's present and the bias that present themselves when a doctor is white and his patient is black. These things are real, and they also have an impact. Also, when you go back to, you look at things like the new studies coming out about vitamin D and how our bodies process them different than white people's bodies. We look at, when you're talking about the density of the black woman's breast versus the white woman's breast. When you look at all of these things and you begin to understand that our bodies are different, that the differences are deeper than the skin, then you begin to truly understand how upsetting and how disconcerting and how alarming it is when the systemic and structural issues that also account for a lot of the health issues that we have are completely ignored in favor of people talking about diet and lifestyle. And this same thing applies to most of the black economic issues. The educational issues suffer the same fate. All of these are forms of information manipulation that continues our situations the way they are, and in some cases, making them worse, because contextually, you aren't given a thorough and complete picture of the problem. The idea that black people aren't starting businesses is completely false. The idea that black people aren't going to school is completely false. And while some of us recognize these things to be false, these ideas to be what they are, how many of us have actually looked at the raw data to verify the truth? How many of us actually know what the truth really is beyond saying that that is not true? How many of us can actually quote the numbers, cite the reports, tell people where to go to find the accurate numbers? How many of us have actually done these things? How many of us understand the methodology of the studies to be able to understand what the study is presenting on a deeper level? That is what we need to start doing as a people. Not only do we need to start conducting these studies on our own, since they're involving us, and not only do we need to start developing doctors and scientists and researchers that can both conduct and form plans and act on those plans within our communities that understand us, but we need, as a mass group of people, we need to understand the situation around us in totality. We don't have the luxury of being able to be ignorant, of being able to get by reading headlines, of being able to get by looking at a 3 or 4 minute YouTube video summation of a subject without digging deeper into that subject. Because we also know not only do people only tend to read titles, but they also only tend to watch 45 seconds to a minute to 2 minutes of a YouTube video. Anything longer than 45 minutes, anything longer than 5 or 10 minutes usually is not getting watched in its entirety. That presents a huge problem because now not only are we doing thorough research, but we aren't even completely consuming the BS that we're spitting back out. And this has to be looked at as a danger to our community because so much of the BS about us is not true on the positive side and the negative side. Although I'm cool with positive propaganda, I need people that are making plans to understand that you cannot make a successful plan of action based off of falsehood. If your entire plan is based off an untruth, your plan will fail. And that is a big part of the problem that we have in the community is people making plans based off facts, theories, ideologies, philosophies, and other assumptions that are not centered on truth, real, factual, empirical data. And we have not done the research to understand that, and we have not done the research to understand other people's research about us. Everything is propaganda, even truth. And if you aren't researching and verifying in order to propagate the truth, you can't be a part of the solution. You will always be a part of the problem. And right now, the consumption and belief and non-factual or contextually inaccurate information is a huge part of the problem in our community. So as always, thank you for tuning in to this episode of Lessons from the Screen. Be sure to head to freedomtrainradio.com. Check out all of the shows. They're all fire. Remember to stop spreading things you have not researched and research everything before you spread it. Not only will it make you more informed, more powerful, more positive, and more empowered, but it will also make the rest of your community that same way. I will see you next week on the next episode of Lessons from the Screen.
Lessons from the Screen, what we mean is we go through different documentaries to tell you what they gon' do. Give you our lessons, give them our blessings. If they trash, we tell you there is no second guessing. Knowledge is power, but time is precious. And we're here to keep you from them lessons. So sit back as we groove, giving you the review, so you only spend time on the docs that you need to.